Ryan Morris of the Rockstar Suzuki team. Hey, man, we're doing this on a Sunday afternoon because you just keep ditching the media out of your truck.
Dude, I don't ditch the media. Like I said, I'm there a half an hour to 40 minutes after the 450 main. I'm usually up in the lounge, mm-hmm. and just because I always have to stay for a while to do, like, the Suzuki press stuff that they do, and then we have a meeting with my team manager, and then Lee and Scott from Showa also after the races to go over everything. So I'm going to be there for a little bit. I might be inside, but
right.
I don't think
okay.
you guys.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm just kidding anyways. Hey, like I was telling you, everybody knows the winner's stories and what went down. So, you know, basically you're not the winner from San Diego.
Yeah, I've yet to be a winner. And second and third, as we all know, plenty of times, and you've commented on that.
Yeah, well, you know. Let's talk about your ninth? Ninth? Yeah, ninth.
Yeah.
Ninth place finish, man. Not a good night for you. You went down there.
Yeah, it was a rough night. Heat race. Got a good start and just was, I don't even know what I was doing the first lap. I went from third to seventh, I think. I was sliding all over the place and got fifth in that. And then main event, just got a really bad start and was kind of freaking out, trying to make some stuff happen the first couple laps.
Mm-hmm.
And was just trying, like I said, trying to make stuff happen and ended up on my head.
Yeah.
So it was a little frustrating. I just spun sideways off a takeoff and ended up coming up short, but I was about, did a 180 off the takeoff and just high-sided me.
Yeah. I saw you, man. I saw you just kind of start high-siding, tumbling over to the ground, but I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I just spun off the takeoff and got sideways encased in it, just spit me off. So by the time everyone went by, and I was, like, on one side of the lane, and my bike was on the other side, so I had to wait for everyone to go by, and then ran over to my bike and started up really quick, like third kick, and I think I was 19th or something, and came and worked my way up to ninth. I felt like I rode really, really good once I got up and had a clear track, and I felt like I put in good laps, and just frustrating. I felt like I had to finally felt good coming to the race. I'd put a lot of time in at the track these last couple weeks and been training really hard finally with finally, you know, my head's been feeling 100%, and haven't been having any headaches or anything from my crash that I had leading up to the season that was kind of dragging on. It was frustrating. I was having a lot of side effects from it still for like a month. So finally felt good and was excited for this weekend and did not go to according to plan at all.
Yeah, like, so did you hit your head again? Like, are you you know how it gets worse and worse, right? So how's that?
Yeah, no, it was actually good. I landed more on my tailbone and my back more than anything. My little sore. I mean, just can't bounce off the ground like those young bucks these days. I'm a little bit older. It takes me a couple days to recover.
Yeah, really, huh? So you just started riding. This season has not gone the way that that you or I planned on it, by the way.
It definitely hasn't gone according to plan, though. I don't think anyone was thinking I was going to do this year.
Yeah.
I mean, coming into the season, I felt really good, was riding really good, and the whole team, the Rockstar Energy Suzuki team, did a great job. We did a lot of testing, and Tuesday before Anaheim crashed and got knocked out, and I was just racing on the weekends and doing the best I could. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I was pulling some races together, and but the last half has just been no bueno.
Yeah, and and how did you crash to knock yourself out? What happened? Do you remember? What did they tell you?
What happened was I just pulled onto the track, and it was after we got all those rains out here in Southern California, and I'd rolled like the triple and turned right, and there was a rhythm lane, and I just went to double out of the turn. It was, I don't know, maybe 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And just hit like an air pocket that was underneath the lip and just endoed and nose picked the second one and just landed straight on top of my head.
Really? So like the takeoff just crumbled away from you?
Yeah, just like when I went off the takeoff, it was just like an air pocket underneath and just...
Wow, okay. Yeah.
And didn't help that I was sitting down off of it either, because I thought it wasn't, I didn't think it was that soft.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, man, yeah.
Cool.
And so from there, it's just been, you can't get your heart rate too high, you can't practice during the week, any of that, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't, I hadn't been practicing or anything, and up until the Thursday after the last Anaheim, I rode Thursday and rode Friday, and then I rode Monday, Tuesday, Thursday leading up to this race. Finally felt good.
Yeah,
and,
so you were,
yeah. Yeah, I put more time in the last week and a half than I did the whole season since it started.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just frustrating because I know this is my last year in the lights class and not going the way I wanted to go for my last year. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to Michael Byrne, and he just came back from San Diego, or for San Diego, and, like, basically he's like, this is just a kind of a write-off of a race if you do good or bad. And for you, it sucks because it's the last one for a long time.
yeah, exactly. I wanted to go out and do good on our last race that we have for a while, but, I mean, the positive side is I've got, I think it's 9 weeks until I race again.
Yeah.
So, I got time to get back to where I was and come out swinging. I got four races left, considering, you know, because Vegas is supposed to be two.
Right, good point, yeah.
So I got four races to go out there and put myself where I know I belong.
Well, and you did lose a spot to Eli Tomac in the points, too. So not the
final one, but
now you're fourth.
Yeah, no, Eli's been impressive, man. He was. I watched a race today, and, man, he was – hauling at the beginning. He was first four laps, he was already gone.
Yeah, he had a 14-second lead at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at the lap charts, and he was doing like 55s, like the first four or five laps, and everyone else was like doing 57s, 58s.
Yeah, it was crazy. No, it was good. Yeah. What did you think of the track had it not rained? Did you like it? Were you okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the track would have been pretty basic and easy, I think, if it had not rained.
Right.
But I think everybody, the track crew, did a great job. And it seems like, you know, last year we had a lot of those races where we thought they were going to be muddy, and it seems like just last year they really figured it out and are able to salvage the track the best they can for the conditions. And I thought the track turned out pretty good considering.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And did you notice how much easier the whoops were for the main event?
Yeah, I was, I was happy in one way that they did that because I knew they were going to be really sketchy, but a little bummed also because I knew that that could be where a lot of people were going to go down. So it was like 50-50.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, they worked on them pretty heavily before the main events. So, cool, man. Well, I just want to get the take on everything. Don't want to keep you too long. So good luck on your 9 weeks off. And you know, I mean, really, you're an outdoor specialist. So, I mean, that's where you shine. So screw Supercross.
No, I'm gonna definitely put in a lot of work during the break for outdoors. I'm actually gonna start testing this Tuesday.
Yep.
And I'm gonna put a lot of focus into my outdoors this year, not race any 450s on the opposite coast this year, and just really focus on that also. So
yeah.
Be good.
Cool. Right on, man. Well, thanks. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
All right. See ya.